God's got great things planned, and nothing's going to stop what God's designed for your life and your family's life. Just have your hearts open and ready to receive. And, you know, again, it all comes down. I've been sharing with lots of different people this week, individually on one-on-ones. It comes down to a decision. You have to make up your mind what you're doing. You have to make up your mind where you're going to learn. You have to make up your mind you're going to practice. You're going to have to make up your mind you're going to keep humble. And once you make that decision, everything is plain sailing, because God gives you the strength. I also recognize that this decision actually comes from God. And it's just us coming into agreement with Him. He energizes that in us, because there's nothing from us. Nothing good can really come from us on a spiritual level apart from God working in us and giving us His desires and His heart. And when we're humble, when we realize that we do need God, then He can impart to us what we really need to do. Like the journey He's taken me on, I've done a lot of things in my own strength, made a lot of silly mistakes, you know, thought I knew it all because I knew a lot of scripture. But it comes from a living relationship with the living God. That doesn't mean to say we neglect scripture. I read the scriptures. I do it with God. I let Him take me there. And when I let Him take me there, then I see great things. Then I let God bring it out of me. I don't sit there and plan verses, what I'm going to share and what I'm not going to share. Jesus Christ didn't do that, and I'm not going to do that. Paul didn't do that, nor did the apostles. So God wants to really us to have the very blessed life by being led by God. That's the way to really do these things. And when we do it God's way, then we realize it's nothing from us. It's not our education, it's not our knowledge, it's not our cleverness, our background, whether we've gone to Harvard, whether we've gone to Oxford, whether we've gone to Cambridge, right? Or whether we got a PhD, a master's degree. None of those things cut the ice. You know, it'll help us in our life's pursuits. And maybe God would even work in people to go and get them for their career, and God's working with them in that. But when we try to use our knowledge and our intellect to speak forth heavenly words, it won't work. You know, people will get blessed because God is gracious, and He sees our good heart, and He wants all of us to encourage. And you know, God doesn't look at any of us after the flesh. He does not think negative of you. He loves you, and He just wants you to go His way. Like, follow me. Follow me. Forget the past. Forget yesterday. Forget even this afternoon. It's gone. We're here right now in the present. And that's where God is with us. And we know circumstances can change. We know we can go to bed very blessed and wake up very crappy, right? But that's just the carnal nature. So we just got to switch our mind. We got to live from the new man mind, not the old carnal mind, not the old programming. The old man's dead. It's just programming. It's just the things that we've learned and has been programmed into us, like a computer, right? And it's just very simple. And God helps me see this process so easily. You know, now that I'm walking with Him, now that I'm receiving words, you know, I'm connecting to my teacher. Paul said to his followers, be followers of me. His life was lived following God and following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. He said, look, I'm an example to follow. He didn't say follow Joe Bloggs. He didn't say go and follow Peter. He didn't say go and follow Timothy. He said follow me. Why? Because he was walking with God. He knew his calling. And we got to be confident in our calling before God. And when we do that, it's not because we're confident in us, but we're confident in God's calling. What God says we're going to do. What God says we're going to be. Who God says we are. That's where we put our confidence in. It's not even associations or the people that we know. It's our confidence is in God. You know, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. God says, you know, you choose. He said, I'll give you a choice. Death or life. And because He loves us, He helps us to make the right decision. He said, therefore choose life. Everything in our life are decisions. Sometimes it's moment and moment decisions that we got to make, choices we got to choose. And when we are relying on God, He will energize us to make those right choices and make those right decisions. And we got to forget the tradition. Tradition won't get you anywhere. It makes null and void the power of God. The power of God is in us, and it's energizing us when we're submitted to Him, when we're obedient to His voice, not obedient to a man or a woman. See, ministers are there to help your faith. If they're walking with the Father, they will are there for your joy, to help you with your faith, not to dictate your life, not to tell you what to do, but to point out what God is directing. So I don't have dominion over anyone's faith. My job is just to encourage people with what I know works. And what I'm preaching and what I'm teaching, I'm living. I can say with great confidence and great boldness and plainness of speech, because I'm living what I'm saying. And God is energizing these things into me. So any minister, whoever they are, if they're walking with the Father, they will speak plainly. And you know, we can be hung up on cliches, what we learnt in the past, where you can't do this because you've got to do that. We do what God says. That's what we do. God is a living God. He's the fountain of living water. And God says, you come to me. Every one of you on here are free to move and live and have your being. And Jesus Christ is your head. No man's your head. But we recognize the order that God set up. And then when we move within that order, then great things happen. And so God is able to go to work. God is able to bring in what he's got in store for you. Because God's before ordained a great life for every single believer. We can all on here walk like Jesus Christ walked. We can do the same works that he done and greater. I was sharing with someone about connections. These connections are phenomenal. Now we had 30 people on the Zoom fellowship last week. And to me, I love this fellowship. I love the people being there. But I'm really more happy now with these one-on-ones. Because you know the people that are hungry. You know the people that are desiring. Jesus had many disciples, but his closest ones were the ones that stayed with him, those 12. And he worked with those 12. They were the ones that were connecting to him daily. They were the ones that were asking questions, looking for encouragement. Then he would encourage them. He would show them by their example. He was living what he was sharing with them. And then he would get them to go and do. He let them free with God. He was always encouraging them to go to God, to believe God. He was showing them the authority that they can have and that they had. And he was telling them to use that authority. Then he sent them out. Then what did they do? They went and exercised this authority. And then he was preparing them because he knew his time was short there. And even Jesus had to give up his life. No one could take it from him. He had to submit it. When we think that we don't have to submit our physical life in the sense that we're going to be crucified, but we just need to let go of the carnal man. We can let go of it, you know, because you are a new creation right now. You are ready to move very powerfully. You are ready to go and heal the sick, raise the dead and cleanse the lepers. You're ready right now. So when we follow the order of God as he's directing us individually, like he's shown me, okay, you connect here. I want you fed here. This is your diet. When you take this diet, and I was sharing with someone, I don't then need to go and listen to this minister, that minister, this minister. If you pray about what I'm saying, God can give you a great revelation in your own heart about this. I don't need to go to any other minister because I'm going where God showed me to connect. Now this is where I'm being fed. And then what I've done is I've disciplined myself with God, with the help of God. I know it's God energizing it in me, then to follow the encouragement, to put into practice what I've been encouraged, to practice those things, and then I see the fruit. Then I understand, oh, this is the right way. This works. This is really helping me. And the greatest thing about this discipline, which is not even a discipline really, is just natural, because it's the Spirit of God living in me. God's just got me to the place to receive and to be humble to do, to be meek to do. Then I realized when I started to encourage the things that I knew that were from God and that was beneficial, then when people started to connect to me and they started to do it themselves, they're getting the same results. They're getting the blessings. They're getting the direction. But what happens is, all this world is conditioned by words. Many narratives in the world. Many narratives. Many ministries. And plus you've got the narratives from the news. You've got the narratives from your Republicans and from your Democrats and all these different political parties. From your countries. We've all got a certain mindset from the countries we've been brought up in as well, right? So the English will probably do things a lot different to the Norwegians and the French and the Americans. And we've all got different ways that we've been programmed, right? But when we're walking by the Spirit, countries, divisions, walls are broken down. And then we just start to see that, okay, God's way is really easy, is very simple, and it's not complicated. When it starts to get complicated, that's when we can become in trouble. And there's some people can make the mark with other people in their knowledge and their wisdom, and other people can't. But God says we can all do these things. We can all move by the Spirit of God. God is not a respecter of persons, but a God of faith. He'll work with anyone that's humble. He works with anyone that will go to him. And he's working. He wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And we're the light bearers. We're the ones that speak forth his heavenly words to give this simple gospel, which is very powerful, which makes people whole, which delivers people, which sets people free in their heart and their mind and their emotions and their thoughts, in their physical bodies, in their finances. God is very faithful. And so all we've got to do is say, Father, you help me stay focused. You help me be humble. Show me how to move. Show me how to live. And then when God gets you to that place where you're getting the right words, the heavenly words, the sound doctrine, when you put it into action, then God, you realize God is doing everything. You can't make anything happen. And if you do, it doesn't last long. But when God does it, it's immediate profit, long-term profit, it lasts. There's many people we can listen to. There's many voices in the world. But Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, right? There's many people, there's many voices, and there's lots of people teaching wonderful things. But is it the sound doctrine? Or is it just wonderful, worded, good knowledge? Oh yeah, this is right. Well, what's next then? What's the fruit from that? Like with classes, for instance. We can do this class, that class, and the next class. And what's next? All right, we do another class. All right, and what's next? Oh, we do another class. And you just end up becoming bound. No, the Dead Sea is dead because there's only one inlet. But with God, there's an order of receive, retain, and release. He says, you obey my voice. If you do what I say, then I can bless you. I can bring the things in that I before ordained for your life. What to do, how to move. So this walk is very simple, and you don't need a lot of people around you. You need to go to God, and you need to let him direct you. And when he directs you to be fed, go and connect there. Go and get blessed there. And that minister, whether it's a man, woman, child, they'll be speaking heavenly words that will only encourage you. So when someone is down on themselves, you don't say, well, yeah, you need to study the scriptures hard. You need to do this. You need to renew your mind. That doesn't help anyone. But when you say to people, no, that's not who you are. You are a child of the living God. You're filled with the Spirit of God. Now, don't focus on that. Focus on God. Focus on who you are in Christ. You are a new creation. Stop dwelling on the negatives, because those negatives affect your emotions. And then they go from more emotions, more thoughts, more negative, to the point you become depressed. And sometimes it gets so chronic with devil spirits get involved, it allows devil spirits to come in and people take their life, right? But Jesus said, you come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, come unto me and I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. These words come from God through the mouth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was a very obedient to the God, and we all want to be like Jesus Christ. We love our Lord and Savior. If we want to honor him, if we want to uphold the head, then we'll do the same thing that he done. That he went to God, he prayed, and sometimes he took time out. Not a lot of time. We don't need to take weeks or months out to be on our own. Just that concentrated time with God, sitting down with the Father and saying, okay, God, give me your direction. Just really put it in my heart. And then here brings someone in that will help you along that way, that will strengthen your faith. Here start putting thoughts and ideas. And sometimes we dismiss them. And like I've been sharing now for the last few weeks, God's spirit teaches your spirit, and your spirit teaches your mind. But if your mind's over here, you're going to miss what God's saying. That's why God says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. This is where the competition plays out between the ears. And when we're conformed to this world, when we're giving attention to the world's ways and we're worried about other people's opinions, then we're being conformed to this world. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. You are complete in Christ, guys. And God's got a plan. He's got a future. He's got a wonderful destiny for you. And as you stay with God, as you stay humble, He'll walk you into that destiny. But if you want to do things from your own knowledge and your own strength, then you will stay stuck. And God doesn't want you to stay. He's telling you now ahead of time. God always forewarns you about things, right? And if things get tough, then where are you going to be? You're just going to keep doing the same old thing and getting the same old results, right? But we go from faith to faith. We go from glory to glory. And it's as we're led by the Spirit of God, we go from faith to faith. We go from glory to glory. And God is giving those perfect heavenly words. That's energizing you. That's inspiring you. You know, and there's things that you can do to keep you in, yourself encouraged. You know, when you wake up in the morning, before you go to bed at night, you say, when I wake up in the morning, my mind's set on the success of God in my life. My mind is a victorious mind. My life is a blessed life. My life is a victorious life. I'm going to have the greatest day when I wake up tomorrow, unless the Lord gathers us together. When I wake up in the morning, by His grace and mercy, is going to be my greatest day. And when you wake up, then your mind will switch back to that, what you thought about. I practice these things. And you become more and more, like I used to wake up very kind of a negative person, take me ages. Sometimes it still takes me ages to wake up, but I'm not so negative now. Because my mind switched to God as soon as I wake up. Father, thank you for this day. I'm so blessed. I know I'm blessed when I lie down and when I rise up. And I just begin with that. And then these words just start to pour. Then I speak in tongues. And then I take time to pray. Now it takes time, right, to do these things. But you can do it. You can do all things through Christ. Because God is working in you continually. He doesn't rest. Even when you're sleeping, He's working. So we can really have a great life, you know. Even despite challenges, despite distractions, despite the things that happen, you can keep very focused with God and you can be at peace with God. Because it's through that peace we have strength. It's through that peace we have clarity. It's through that peace we have direction with God. And God wants to lead you guys. He said, look, stop trying to do it yourself, really. Surrender your heart to me. Receive these words gladly. Stop resisting in your mind, because you're just hitting yourself against the wall all the time. We can all say nice teachings, we can all get nice teachings together, but is it liberating you? Is it making you continue to accelerate forward, not stumble forward, not, oh, well, it's another tough day? No, He's got no jurisdiction in your life. When we get that concept in our minds, then you'll start to live victoriously, as you should be living victoriously. Satan has no direct access to you. He has no access, only what you allow him. And he does it through the words. When you think of the fall of Adam and Eve, what happened? What happened first? Added a word, changed a word, submitted a word, right? All these things. He twisted everything. Got Eve to compromise. He tripped Eve. Adam had his eyes open, right? But he tripped Eve. And it starts with words. How did God create the heavens and the earth? Lightly, with His words. Life is conditioned by words. What are you listening to? You know, with all this stuff when the things were going on with Trump, I used to listen to all that Alex Jones. And man, that screwed my head right up. It brought my faith right low. God says, that's not your focus, Lawrence. What are you listening to that for? That's words from the world. And it may seem true, some of the things they're saying, but my word is truth. Now you stop listening. God told me to stop listening, so I obeyed. I stopped listening. And then when God says you don't need to go to this teacher, you don't need to go to that internet teacher, because I've told you where to connect. I told you where to be fed, Lawrence. That's where you stay focused. That's where I want you to connect to. Yes, Lord. And He's put this in my heart. He showed me. And then I was able to then encourage that to the people that come to me. Because, like, you know, there's lots of good ministers out there, but if God wanted you to connect to them, so He'd have you connected there if He wants you to listen to them. He'd have you fellowshipping with them. And you can't fellowship with everyone. Okay, there's the home churches. It's from home to home first, right? These little house churches are called churches. They're the church of God. A home fellowship is a church of God. And when God is allowed to move in that, then that church will expand. That church will grow. That church will be healthy. That church will be prosperous. And when anyone's sharing, we humbly say these things. we humbly say it because we're the servants of God and of Christ. We're not our own servants. We're not trying to make anything here. We want to do the will of God from the heart. And so you need to consider what this is like. Listen back to this on the internet. You need to consider these words through and pray. Is what Lawrence is saying right, God? Take it to God. Take it to God. He'll show you, if you are receiving these words and you're getting blessed, but you're not practicing, then it's just like reading loads of scripture, taking loads of classes and getting nowhere. You need to receive to do. And this is what I learned big time. When I went back to India that time, I made up my mind I was going to do exactly what I was encouraged. Not just hear it, but do it. And I praised God with all my heart because it was Him showing me this. It wasn't my intellect, it wasn't my knowledge of the scripture that made me understand this. This was a revelation from God to my heart. And I know the revelation that God gave me by Jesus Christ in these things, I can impart to others. Those that connect to me, this is what I impart, this is what I encourage. And then I started to realize, man, this is just so powerful. And then over a period of time, I had Amber connect, Danny connect, Becky Jancy connect, Jason connect. I started to encourage the what I'm encouraging you right now. And they started to do it from their own heart. They started to go to God from their own heart. They started to make their dedicated decisions from their own heart. And when they've done that, everything changed for them. And I was saying to Kim the other day, when you look at Danny, Amber and Becky, it's a miracle. It's a miracle what God done when I come back from India. It's a miracle. I could never make those things happen. And then all the other people he started to connect to me out of the blue. Ethel come. Sakina come. Shelley come. Ted come. Kelly come. Katy come. All these people started to connect. And I didn't ask them to connect to me. No. But they were following what God was doing. And then they're doing it themselves. I don't check on them. And I'm not the boss over you. But I am an encourager of your faith. And that's what we do. We're to encourage people, bless people. Some people will go away. And we let them go. And we love them, but let them go. But then they come back. Then you receive them back. And then you just love people. You just encourage people. Let God work in you and through you. And when we just have this wonderful heart that God is energizing in us, this is the mind of Christ in action. This is the mind of Christ activated in us. His desire is flowing through us. God's pure desire for you and what He wants to do starts to flow through you. And we live a wonderful life. We live a graceful life. It's all because of the grace of God. God is doing this wonderful work. We're resting. We're just following. That's all God wants you to do. He says, stop doing your own thing. Stop trying to do it from your own strength and your knowledge. But guys, receive my words. That is being spoken right now. Make a decision to do it. When you do that, then your life will change very quickly and it will accelerate. God loves you. Whatever need you got right now, anyone listening and hearing these words and taking it to their heart, whatever area of need you had, it's already done. You're already being healed right now. You're already being supplied right now. Your emotions are now fading out and the mind of Christ is being activated in you. The Spirit of God is at work in you. Devil spirits have gone from you. Now watch your environment. Watch who you let in. Watch what you listen to. Jesus Christ said, be careful what you listen to. And if you're going to Tom, Dick and Harry trying to get an encouragement, you're going to end up confused. You're going to end up in knots. I've been there. But by the grace of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, they got me out of it. And now I'm to encourage this way. And that's how God works in me to do it. And I'm so thankful for my teacher who does walk with God and has been encouraging me this way. And all he's doing is encourage me, but I take it to heart. I implement it. And that's the only way you're going to prove anything if it's right and from God. The things that are right and the things that are producing fruit in your life is what God wants you to do. So you stay with God, God first in the morning and last thing at night. What I do in the morning with my prayers and my confession and speaking tongues, I do that the last thing at night as well. And sometimes I'm dog tired, especially like tonight. It all depends if we finish late again. If we finish late again, I'll still do everything that I do when I wake up in the morning. And then I do it again in the morning as God is energizing me. And it's just wonderful. And I have that peace and I have that direction. And one thing I would encourage you, if you really want to do the work of God, thank God every day. Father, I thank you for the before ordained works that you've ordained for me to do. Lead me into them, guide me into them, let me recognize them. And just watch for distractions, because when you start walking with God, then someone will come along with a nice sounding doctrine. Sounds really good, and there's going to be truth in there, but there's going to be something that's not right in there, which will take you off again and cool you down. So God's giving you Holy Spirit to discern this. And so I'm really thankful to God for this wonderful truth that I'm telling you now, and for what he's showing me and what I've been practicing. And I encourage each one of you, go to God, walk with God. Our job is to connect people to walk with the one true God. That's what our job is. Not they may connect to us, but they need to walk with God. And that's all our job is, to encourage, give the right encouragement, which is the right direction, which will bring about all the things that God has planned for you as an individual to walk and live with him and have your being. So that's what I wanted to share. So this is the things that were touching my heart. It's really imperative that we just keep humble heart, and God is able to help us with that.